time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Advice Line. I'm David Masters. It's Friday, and on Fridays I get to sit in now, and I enjoy it. The number here, 1-800-866-8883. I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to be here and to express my deepest insights and have the opportunity to talk with you. So please do call in at 1-800-866-8883. The subject again, and I love this topic because there is no other topic for me, is the authentic life. And that your problems stem from you being split, having a split personality. So there's a text question here, text message from James, and he says, what is looking at something? He says, you often talk about looking at a thought. Can you expound on this? I'm not sure what you mean by looking at a thought. Well, that's a great question. And I wish I had James to talk to, but to look at a thought means to understand that there is a difference between the thinker and the observer of the thinker. So if you are having negative thoughts, fear, anxiety, once you begin to struggle, now think about what happens. Just consider this. A thought comes into your mind like, what if something happens? And then you start to buy into it. You feed yourself, your consciousness, to the fear. And you start to run all these different scenarios. You start to think, try to think about how to do something or undo it. Okay, then you're becoming immersed in the thinking. And there you go. Thinking takes over. And it starts to drive. And then the more you think, the more frustrated you are, the more confused you become, things don't work out. Now, the observer of the thought, or the observer of the thinking, is who you really are. And that's a separate entity. An observer is separate from what it observes. See, a scientist is not a germ. A scientist observes a germ under a microscope, observes it, watches it. See? And so, in a sense, you can see how the scientist is a separate entity from the thing that he is observing. And it's the same with the thoughts that go through our mind. The thoughts are there, and if we allow those thoughts to cause us to leave behind the separateness of the observation platform, we go down off the observation platform and we join with the thought, then we become one with thinking. And then that's when you get lost. See? And the world of thinking and the world of observing thinking are two separate worlds. And they're two separate minds. See, and that's where we go to this idea that we have in us two minds. The objective and the subjective. See? The subjective is controlled by thought. The objective is the observer and subjects those thoughts to distance, and therefore cannot be controlled by thinking. See, objective creates subjectivity toward whatever it is it's trying to enter. If somebody's trying to sell you, the image of, you hardly ever see this anymore, but somebody walks up and they open their coat and they have all these watches inside their coat, you see. How would you like to buy a watch? See, he doesn't say, no thanks. I had a guy walk up to me one time. He says, I was riding an elevator. The guy taps me on the shoulder. He says, you want to buy some pot? And I turned around, looked him in the eye. I said, what are you talking about? You know, pot. I said, no, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. He said, you know, dope, man. Pacalolo. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, got frustrated, and he ran away. He just couldn't get anywhere with me. All right, 1-800-866-8883. I'm David Masters. This is Advice Line. Look forward to talking to you. Don't go away.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
To Advice Line with Roy Masters and David Masters. To reach Roy, dial 1-800-866-8883. Call Monday through Friday between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time. That's 1-800-866-8883. And now, here's Roy.
And it is not Roy, it's David Masters. Welcome. It is Advice Line, 1-800-866-8883. The program is live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific time. And I get to do Friday nights.
Yay!
Yeah, well, at least two people are agreeing. It's a good idea. And I know we have a couple callers on. Let's see, we have Lori in... I'm not even sure I'm going to try to pronounce that. Probably sound like something rude if I say it. But I do want to say I did get a good a text message here. Let me see here. Here it is. It's from Faith, I believe. Yes. It says, no, I'm not living an authentic life. Hello, David. I do realize I'm not living an authentic life. If I was, I would be fulfilled. I relive fearful thoughts every day. Fearful thoughts. She says, she puts it fear-full. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good re-live. And that's not living. Just existing. I want a different life, but I don't know how or what to change. But I do know this is not the way life is supposed to be, and I see this and feel this quite acutely since I was a child. I was much cleaner in mind and spirit. I am so unhappy and unfulfilled, Faith. Well, listen, Faith, there is nothing you need to do, but do simple exercise of taking one step back. Take one step back. You know, in Monopoly, you know, go back two spaces. Well, just take one step back and stop being monopolized by your thinking. And of course, that's attainable. That's not asking a lot, really. There's nothing to really memorize here. Step back. Realize that the thoughts are not your thoughts. They're just thoughts. They don't belong to you. You don't have any commitment. You don't have any obligation to thoughts that do not serve you, that damn you, that torment you. You have no commitment to allow them to remain. So you're the one that's giving them permission to be there. By not denying them, by not stepping back. And I was just telling a story when I was young. I was in Hawaii. I was riding up an escalator. And some guy taps me on the shoulder and he says, hey man, you want to buy some pot? And I turned around and looked at him and I said, what? What are you talking about? You want to buy some pot? I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, pot, man, dope. I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. You know, dope, man, pot, marijuana. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And the guy just almost lost his mind. Because not only, I mean, I wasn't mean to him. I didn't reject him. I didn't accept him. I just kind of twisted his brain by telling him I didn't understand what he was saying. And he just like ran away. Almost went crazy. Just right standing there right in front of me like, what kind of person is this? I knew what I was doing. You know, you can't reason with somebody like that, but you can mess with them a little bit.
Come on, stop trying to hit me and hit me.
Okay, Morpheus, stop it now. Stop, Morpheus, please. We'll talk later. I like Morpheus. He's a good guy. 1-800-866-8883. I'm David Masters. This is Advice Line. Let's talk to Lori, listening on KDWN out of Las Vegas. What's going on, Lori?
Well, for a long time, I have suffered from panic attacks. And part of it is because, I guess, my father abused me as a young child. And my parents kept separating because of it. But my mother would always go back, and then it would start all over again. And then I finally married very young just to get away from the situation. And yeah. Now I find that in my 40s, 50s, and my 60s, I am having panic attacks. And I don't know how to stop them. And I think they're related to my early life, and I don't know what to do. I'm happy with God. I love God, and I love myself, but I don't want to have panic attacks.
Well, but there's you have to admit that there's some unresolved resentment there.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Much, very much.
Have you started using Be Still and Know yet?
No, I don't know what it is.
You don't?
No.
Well, what if I said I was going to give you the keys to a brand new you, like a
I'd
new car?
I'd be happy.
Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. I'm tell you what. Let me put you on hold, and we will send you a CD. And this is just a simple exercise where you learn to get quiet and you separate your mind from those thoughts that come in, those feelings of panic, and you'll see that you will recover very rapidly from those panic attacks because you'll give up that resentment. You'll forgive your parents because they couldn't do any better. And, you know, this is the interesting thing, Lori. Someone told me this one time, and it went, bing, the light went on. When you forgive someone, the person you set free is you.
Yes, I've tried that, and it's still,
yeah.
I guess I don't believe it.
Yeah, but it will work once you learn how to do that. And it's just learning how to get quiet and not struggle with those thoughts, because when you struggle with them, then you give them power. And so that's why they keep coming back time and time again.
Yes.
Because you struggle, and then you give yourself over to it, and then...
Right.
You know, so let me put you on hold, and we will send you a CD called Be Still and Know, and you're gonna get rid of those panic attacks, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 1-800-866-8883. It's all it takes. I'm going to give you the keys to a brand new you.
Why my eyes, sir?
Oh, yeah.
You've never used them before. Rest, Neil. The answers are coming.
The answers are coming. Thank you, Neo. Thank you, Morpheus. The answers are coming. Oh, yeah, you have to wake up eventually. You can't stay asleep forever. No, you can't. And especially not when you're deceased. Sleep, there is no sleep. There's no rest for the wicked. So says the Bible. But in Matthew, let me see here if I can find it. Where is it? Matthew, here it is. Matthew 6:22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thine whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? See, they're talking about the mind's eye. That is the ability to go beyond what your eyes, your physical eyes can see, to the metaphysical, to the realm of the possible. And in the realm of the possible, there is a different set of rules and laws that govern you. Now, you're living in the world and in the realm of the impossible. And because it is impossible, as long as you remain in that slumber, you know, like having a dream you can't wake up from. See? You ever have a dream that you thought was so real, that it was more real than reality? I've had a few of those. And most people live in a sort of netherworld between what we think is true or real and what is actually real. But you can't tell the difference because you don't have the ability to discern. And so when you begin to clear up the confusion, the double-mindedness, you start to look at life through a single perspective. You know how people weigh things back and forth? Have you ever done that?
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real,
and the real world?
This yeah. Be what? Be real?
Oh, yeah. How would you know the difference? See, that's the problem. Think about what I'm saying. The weighing of things back and forth, back and forth. See? You know, my life is pretty simple. You know why? Because I either know or I don't know. It's either I know or I don't know. I never weigh things back and forth. I can't. You know that? I don't know how to do that. I can't mess myself up that way. My mind looks at life through a single eye. 1-800-866-8883. This is Advice Line. I'm David Masters. Take a little break here and we'll be right back.
You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Struggling with life's problems. Are you ready to let go of whatever it is that's making you unhappy?
I was addicted on drugs, especially on crack cocaine. And it was through Roy Masters that I realized that I should be the watcher, that there is another entity that was in me. And every time I watched, it showed the light. It showed the light of God itself. And that was the reason I am clean today. So I don't even revert back to it. I knew I had to speak up. You guys are the real deal.
Most of your problems are there because you aren't living your own life.
You got me back with my wife. Not only with my addiction, but you got me back with my wife and taught me how to be a man.
Every time you react improperly, every time you get upset, every time you get angry or excited, you change a little bit and you stop being yourself.
It's because of Roy Masters. Did I realize how to watch? And every time that entity rose, did I realize to watch? And I knew that it wasn't me.
Are you ready to be yourself again?
Roy had that wisdom. He is the messenger that got me off of crack cocaine and got me back with the wife that had my sons. My four sons don't even speak to me today. But I know they're watching from the tree line because my fidelity and my manness to my wife, she relates to them.
Each time you step back from your thinking process, your thoughts become weaker and you become stronger.
Not only am I completely over my addiction. This family will be reunited one day because of this teacher and this wisdom. And Roy taught me not to hate my parents, but to forgive them. And through forgiveness, it's not forgiving them in a sense of a word, but it's not resenting them or hating them. Listen, I've been through the system. I've been through prison because of this, because of this entity living within me. But because of Roy, he showed me that it's not me. It's an entity that's rising within us, that it's generational. And all I can say is God bless you, and I give you the strength of Jesus Christ that this is, continues on.
Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. It is the key to unlocking the door that keeps you a prisoner in your own life. Be Still and Know is a concentration exercise. It is the key to unlocking the potential of your own mind. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. Call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome, 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 welcome. Hello, everybody. Kind of quiet tonight, but that's okay. Some shows are just listening shows, but what can you say? What can any of you add to this program? Anybody have anything to add? 1-800-866-8883. Am I in a league of my own? Am I that far ahead of you? Or have I lost you? See, because you know what I'm saying is true, because you're living it. And don't you think it's time for a change? Aren't you ready for a change? I used to have friends that would say, man, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, oh, I can't wait to get out of this town. And I would look at them and say, well, where are you going to go? I don't know, I'm going to move up to wherever, Santa Cruz or San Diego or whatever. And my little snide remark would be, "What? You forgot something." It's like, what? Well, wherever you go, there you are. You're going to change towns and you're going to end up being in the same place in a different town. You know, so if you really want to change, you don't have to leave town. Although some places you should leave, I'm sure. But if you really want to change, the change is a change of mind. Change of heart. Change of being. Waking up from that endless sleep of subjectivity, not being able to make your own authentic choices because you're pressured by voices and conditioning and programming in the back of your head that tells you to be a certain way. You know, how many people have done things in their lives because other people caused them to? I had a friend that committed suicide. It was a very tragic thing. But for the longest time, we discussed, you know, living authentically. And I don't know what happened. I honestly don't. Nobody knows. But some people come to that brick wall. And then when you don't know what to do, you think, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just end it all now. That'll do it. But, you know, that's not the way it works. Because you are not allowed to just push the flush button whenever you feel like it. Because this isn't your life. You're not only not living your life, but you're not living the life you were given. So you got a double whammy. If you think about it, objectively. I guess you can't. That's kind of an oxymoron, thinking objective. You have to be objective in order to be free from thinking. So if you look at what I'm saying objectively, this is not your life. This life is a gift. See, and if you aren't appreciating this life, if you're abusing this life, then you are building up a residual of recompense.
I thought it wasn't real.
Your mind makes it real.
If you're killed in the Matrix, you die here?
The body cannot live without the mind.
That's right. But you see, that's what happens is, unless you're in like a terrible car accident, or, you know, you're killed in some way, the mind dies before the body dies. So the body can't live without the mind. The self. What is it that gives you life? I got a text message here from Mark. He says, David, I consider myself a good person, but have found lately I'm bored with life. I go to work, live, and feel like a mouse on a wheel. I'm in my 40s and have achieved nearly all the material goals I would want, but I'm looking for something more meaningful from my life. Sometimes I catch myself turning to internet porn to escape, but I know that that is unhealthy. Any ideas what causes as well? Let's see here. You've achieved nearly all of the material goals you could want. Ah, well, see, you are an outcome-based person, Mark, which means that when you set a goal, you immediately become preoccupied with the achievement of those goals. You immerse your mind in the outcome-based activity of thinking. Got to do this, then I can do that, then I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that. You achieve all these things, and then you get to the end of that process of achievement, and you're left looking in the mirror saying, now what? And so then, because it's available, and because you aren't an authentic person yet, Mark, like most men and women, like almost every single human being, the escape in the porn is like an opiate. But what happens is then you end up, if you go far enough, because you're in your 40s, you do 10 years of that, and then that's going to get boring too, and then you're going to end up needing Viagra or something like that. And then that's going to get unpleasant. And then you're going to be really, really uncomfortable and unhappy. See? And then you're going to end up right back where you are right now, which is, this is your event horizon where you could change your whole life and start living to do what is good and what is right, whatever that may be. But look, it takes a special person to do what is good and what is right, and not look for any outcome, and not base what you do on goals or trying to, you know, get that self-esteem, not ego. So it's because what's your motivation? What is anyone's motivation for living? Are you, you know, there's only two kinds of people. You're an example of what to be, or you're an example of what not to be. That's it. Your life is your message. Think about it. And if you want a new life, go get your keys and unlock the prison door of your mind. Go to FHU.com and download Be Still and Know and begin your journey. David Masters here, 1-800-866-8883. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Are you ready to stop struggling with your problems?
Every night I take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that, helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Are you ready to stop being so emotional and angry and upset all the time?
The drinking's gone. The drugging is gone. I quit smoking 5 months ago, and I don't even care about it anymore. It's amazing. I've lost 15 pounds in the last 2 months, and I'm running again. And it's all without saying I have to do it. It just happens.
These are the words of people whose lives have changed radically because they've discovered how to gain control over their negative emotions.
I know that a lot of people are listening, because I was, and I was really hurting. And I just turned on the radio, and it really helped me just, like, have peace at night. But I feel like I had to call, and, you know, it's very important that he stays on the radio and he still gives his advice, even though people may feel that it's harsh or whatever they may feel, but it's honest and it's real, and people need to hear the truth and not have it sugarcoated.
He's very much appreciated, and he has helped me. It's been taking years for him to personally get through all the layers of things with me, but I'm coming along. We're always reaching out for an answer, and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. It's all the different ways that he attacked that. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
These people have discovered that stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly, and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said. And since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous. I gave up pot. I gave up going to bars. Married. Oh, we are still married, almost 30 years. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Welcome back to Advice Line. I'm David Masters, and the number 1-800-866-8883. I will go to Richard listening in California. His question, why am I still uncomfortable around my parents? Is that your question, Richard?
Yeah, that is, David. They're alcoholics. I'm 46 years old. The foundation and the meditation has done me a world of good. I won't go into it, but it's taken me a real long ways. I've really come a long ways, except still going over there. I want to have a drink before I go. I just haven't got a handle on your dad uses the language to demoralize others. And that's their game, and I just haven't
But let me ask you this, Richard. Why do you have to go over there if they do that to you?
Well, that's a good question. I guess it's part of some sick dynamic of this alcoholic family. My dad is ill, and I do, you know, feel this need to kind of help and take care of him.
What is he ill with? Why is he ill?
He's got cancer, and he has chemo.
What kind of cancer?
Colon.
Hmm.
We're not close, so it's not a, you know.
Here's the deal. The deal is this.
Away.
You have some time left before he's gone,
right?
To let everything go. But you see, if you go over there with the resentment that you have,
right.
It's just going to reinforce your problem. So what you need to do is, are you using the Be Still and Know exercise yet?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been using it?
For years, on and off. I need to get back to it.
So you don't have the commitment yet.
Yeah.
So you need to get committed and be consistent with this, Richard, because if you're not, then you're playing kind of the same game. You're playing kind of a Russian roulette with consciousness.
I see.
And you got to knock this off. I mean, you don't have that much time left yourself.
Right.
You got to get on the program here.
Yeah, I it is a serious issue with me. That's why I called. I do feel that, you know.
Well, here's what I would do. I would take 2 weeks off, because he's probably going to be around for more than 2 weeks, right?
Right, yeah.
Don't go over there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Use the Be Still and Know exercise every day, twice a day, for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Begin to fortify yourself against this resentment that you will have, and then you'll be able to watch it. And as you watch it and you separate from it, it loses its ability to drain you of your vital energy. And you'll be able to separate. And then what happens is you can't decide to forgive anybody. Forgiveness is a gift. It comes to you, and it releases you from the bondage of hating other people for what they've done to you. Because you realize something very deeply, that they did not know, for whatever reason, they were never given the gift that you were given of consciousness, of understanding, of insight, of awareness, of patience. And so when you understand that they weren't given the gift, you can no longer hold on to the hate that you feel toward them. And that's what I have to say to you, okay?
I see.
That's it, man.
Well,
you do what I say and call me back in 2 weeks.
I will do that. I appreciate it, Dave.
All right.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. All right, let's take a quickie here, and we'll be back after this message.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Are you one of the millions of people that suffers with anxiety? If you want to be free, you have to ask yourself why, and then accept the truth that will set you free.
I've noticed is it's not really resentment that I seem to be recovering from. It's anxiety. It seems like whenever the subject of either fear, anxiety, worry come up, the conversation turns to resentment. So through this observation exercise and through being just, you know, really being willing to walk through the fire, I've been seeing some stuff that's really uncomfortable, like that feeling in the solar plexus, that tingling, uncomfortable feeling. I used to cover that feeling up through, you know, smoking cigarettes, adrenaline that came through sex. So if I felt that fear feeling, I'd turn it into adrenaline and try to take control. Now I see what he was talking about. Something to the effect of you become subject to your will. There are times when I'll wake up in the morning and I'll realize that I've been dreaming for the last 2 hours, and I'm sitting here having dreams I don't want to have. And, I mean, I'm talking about compelling dreams that I would normally, if I was awake, I would be feeling compelled to act on. Things that are destructive ideas. I think what it is that temptation pops up, and the moment that you actually act on it, you've just fed it, thinking that, well, if I just give into it, it'll go away. You end up being subject to it. That is what I think you're referring to.
So the question is, how do you stop the endless loop of thinking that compels you to do the things you don't want to do, to have the fears you don't want to have? It's simple. Visit FHU.com. That's FHU.com, and download Be Still and Know. It will neutralize the thoughts that come through your mind. Visit FHU.com and conquer anxiety now.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
And welcome back. It is Advice Line. Getting a lot of text messages here. Great to hear you, David. Thanks so much. Will you explain the process of salvation? You know, actually, if you go to FHU.com, I have a couple of CDs that will absolutely open your mind. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. And you know what I'm going to do? I think maybe next Friday night I'll play some excerpts from that. Sometimes stuff comes out of me that, you know, I have no control over it, honestly. But this one time I talked about meditation and the process of salvation. And honestly, I got to listen to it myself again. But, you know, in a nutshell, you will awaken from the sleep that you're in. Once you begin to learn to become objective, you stop being subject. You see, right now you're a prisoner, just to put it simply. You do not have the key to unlock that cell. You don't. You're looking outside saying, I want out. But you really, where you really want to go is in. See, you cannot get out, but you can go in. And where is the kingdom of heaven? See? Look at what I'm saying. You can't get out, but you can go in. And in that place, in that quiet place, when you stop being subject to the thoughts and the programming and the conditioning and the trauma, when you separate from that, it's like taking a parasite, a huge parasitic entity, and removing it from you. Kind of like the movie Alien, except for you grab that thing off your face and you toss it aside before it impregnates you. That's what you have the ability to do. You have the ability to divest yourself of a life that's draining the life force out of you. You know what I'm talking about. We watch science fiction movies all of our lives. My generation. I'm 55 years old. I grew up on a steady diet of science fiction because it was the realm of the possible. And this is what we're talking about. Salvation has to be something that is supernatural. Think about it. It can't be just somebody, you know, doing some mumbo-jumbo to you. Salvation is a supernatural experience that saves you from the natural. It saves you from the natural course of decay and subjectivity to a world of madness. But you can only be saved if you are truly committed to the path. Like I said to that last caller, how long have you been using the Be Still and Know exercise? For years on and off, you're playing Russian roulette with consciousness. You can't do that. Because one of these days you're going to spin that barrel and pull the trigger, and you're done. And you don't want to die dead. See? You don't want to wake up dead. You want to wake up alive on the other side. Alive in the sense that you have left that old life behind, that stupid life, that empty life, that pornographic life, that upside down life, that judgmental life, that angry life, that impatient life, that stupid life, useless, sucking life. Leave it behind. Get up and live your life. Be yourself. Stop being what other people expect you to be. Stop being pressured by people. Stop resenting people. Forgive everybody. Let them go. Let it all go. Set yourself free. And if you do that every day, you wake up with a commitment every morning to being a free person, free from judgment, free from impatience, free from fear, free from anger, free from being annoyed by little things that shouldn't really bother you, free from worry, free from anxiety, free from outcomes, free. You make that commitment every single day, because every day is a microcycle. Every day, the sun rises, sun sets. You know, interestingly enough, if you plant anything and you nurture it properly, there's a certain cycle that it goes through. Days and nights, water, warmth, a little fertilizer, and you've got a product created by nature. But it's the same thing that happens within you. If you just nurture this new self long enough, it'll grow. But so you don't dig up the seeds. You know, when you plant seeds, you don't dig them up to see how they're doing. You just leave them alone. So when you start on this process, there's two things you have to do. You have to be committed and consistent. No playing Russian roulette with consciousness. It's like, man, you're going to lose. You are going to lose. You cannot win that game. So if you're on, you know, on the fence, if you're a fence sitter, you have no future. Get off the fence. Like I said, if you're going to be evil, you're going to just have as much as you can have until it's over. It's like going to an all-you-can-eat buffet. Eat as much as you can. You'll be sick when you're done. You know, I don't go to those things. I mean, I have nothing against them, but for goodness sake, you can only eat so much. I go to the quality, not the quantity. Quality experience of life is really what matters. Go to FHU.com, download Be Still and Know, begin the journey of authentic living. Don't put any expectations around it. Just do it. FHU.com, Be Still and Know. I'm David Masters. This is Advice Line. Don't go away.
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends. It is only yourself.
Are you ready to stop struggling with your problems?
Every night I take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Are you ready to stop being so emotional and angry and upset all the time?
The drinking's gone. The drugging is gone. I quit smoking 5 months ago, and I don't even care about it anymore. It's amazing. I've lost 15 pounds in the last 2 months, and I'm running again. And it's all without saying I have to do it. It just happens.
These are the words of people whose lives have changed radically because they've discovered how to gain control over their negative emotions.
I know that a lot of people are listening because I was, and I was really hurting. And I just turned on the radio, and it really helped me just, like, have peace at night. But I feel like I had to call. You know, it's very important that he stays on the radio and still gives his advice, even though people may feel that it's harsh or whatever they may feel, but it's honest and it's real, and people need to hear the truth. And I have a sugar coat.
He's very much appreciated, and he has helped me. It's been taking years for him to personally get through all the layers of things with me, but I'm coming along. We're always reaching out for an answer, and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. It's all the different ways that he attacked that. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
These people have discovered that stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly. and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said. And since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous. I gave up pot. I gave up going to bars. Married. Oh, we are still married almost 30 years. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
And welcome to Advice Line again. It's David Masters sitting in. 1-800-866-8883. My favorite topic is authentic identity and the fact that your life is not working out because you don't have one. And, we make movies about it. At least, the popular movies these days are all about shifting consciousness, awakening. There was an interesting show that I watched on ABC that was on last night called Fast Forward. Very interesting premise about how everybody in the world blacks out for 2 minutes and 17 seconds. And they all have this vision of the future, except for different visions of different futures for all of them. But the interesting thing was that they were concluding that In the previews for the coming season, they were saying, well, now we're all doing things based on what we know is going to happen rather than what we are right now, since they've all had these premonitions, so to speak. So it's an interesting show because, you see, when you believe something, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you look at it objectively, you'll say, oh, my gosh, I never realized it was the way I was thinking that was causing me to fulfill what I believed was going to happen. But there's a new movie out with starring Bruce Willis, who is a conservative in Hollywood, which is unusual. But let me play a little bit of this trailer for you. It's pretty good. Go ahead and play that trailer, Brian.
Imagine a world where you can be anyone, go anywhere, do anything.
Robotic human surrogates combine the durability of the machine with the grace and beauty of the human body. With most people living their lives through their surrogate cells, our world has become a safer place. Take a seat in your STEM chair, and just with the power of your mind, you can control your surrogate and send it out into the real world. You can finally live the life you've always dreamt of, without any risk or danger to yourself.
Oh my God, Tom?
You're lucky to be alive. Good thing you unplugged.
It's different when you actually feel the pain.
What do you want from me?
My wife.
I am your wife.
No, you're not.
We could change the world and now you want to destroy it?
Surrogacy is a perversion. It's an addiction.
How do I stop this?
You can't.
What happens now?
Oh, it's up to you.
Up to you. You've always had the choice. You just never realized it. You've always had the choice to live an authentic life. But you see, you've been living your life through that surrogate, that self that you call you. and it's not you at all. It looks like you, feels like you, talks like you, but you've never been out of it long enough to see that it isn't you. So you've identified with it, and you think that's you, and you're going to go where it goes if you're not careful. Because, you know, I'm not one of those people that believes that, you know, when you flatline, it's all over. I say when you flatline, that's when it all begins. And you're just on your way to that flatline. This is the journey to flatline. See? That's when everything starts forever. So you better get it right. At least begin the journey. And truly, if you are committed...
Of the real.
Oh, the desert of the real. Yeah. Welcome to the desert of the real. In other words, what you think is so and what is truly so are almost always different. See? And you've got to be able to discern the difference. Otherwise, you're just going to live a false life. And then you'll wake up one day and realize it. But then it'll be too late. Is that what you want? Okay. I don't feel sorry for you. No one should. No one will. But if you want to, you can change everything. You can be a free person. You can have a free mind. But it is a choice you, and only you, can make. So if you choose to go on living the life you live, you shouldn't have any regrets. Think about it. Now, if you want to begin that new life, go get your key. Unlock the door, the prison door of your mind. FHU.com. FHU.com. Download Be Still and Know. Or you can order 1-800-877-3227. Regular business hours, Monday through Friday. West Coast time. I'm David Masters. You've been listening to Advice Line.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Are you overwhelmed by pressure and stress?
Already things are being resolved in my life. Fences are coming down. I'm mending fences that really broke the ice fly. I'm so grateful.
Are you ready to have your life become a success story?
I had gone through 15 years of therapy with a psychiatrist. It still didn't help. So I bought several of the CDs, and he had a lot of the answers that I didn't get with the doctor. It's been real helpful. I don't get as worked up about problems. I just stay calm. Different things will come up, and I'll just work it out.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?"
He said, "Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday.